You are listening to the Show Up Society podcast. If you want to feel better about the way you show up in the world, you're in the exact right place. I'm your host, certified life coach Tammy Bennett, and I'm here to help you stop giving a poop about what others think so you can make confident decisions. Your whole outlook on goals will change too. You'll see they can be fun, doable, and full of celebration, not something to be afraid of failing. And speaking of fears, I'll help you work through all of yours so you can take more action. You're already a badass in my book, and if you want to learn how to create the life you want, then get your buns in here and let's go. Welcome, welcome to episode 211 of the Show Up Society podcast. I'm really excited today to be talking with a special guest. Her name is Kristen Nielsen, and she is of the Yellowwood Design Farm. She's an artist, designer, and just kind of creative person. And she is a former client of mine and now a current friend. And we are going to be talking about her journey and how coaching helped her go from being really crummy to herself, in her words, to being kind and caring. And we're going to talk about how she built self-trust. We're going to talk about two questions to live by. And we're going to talk about her and her journey of fighting thoughts about what she should be doing and moving towards what she wants to be doing. So we're going to cover all kinds of things that I think can be helpful to you and so many people out there. So I hope you enjoy this. And here we go. Okay, Kristen. So tell me a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Okay. Well, I'm Kristen Nielsen. I'm the owner of Yellowwood Design Farm in Vermont. And I am a graphic designer for many years. And I've recently started transitioning more into surface pattern design and illustration.
So good. Where are these designs going to be found?
Well, some of them are up on Spoonflower. I'm slowly building a little shop there. But ultimately, I'd like to have my own wallpaper and fabric line. That's my big dream.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think we'll talk about more even later. So yeah, so good. Tell me a little bit about what you were struggling with or what you wanted help with when you first started working with me. Why did you reach out?
I decided to work with you because I was totally overwhelmed. And I thought for sure getting a coach would help me start checking things off my list.
Okay.
And what I quickly realized was that it wasn't my list that was overwhelming me. It was my brain. Mm-hmm. So I think that it was sort of a rude awakening to realize that it was work I had to do internally and not just like ticking things off my list.
Yeah.
But it was really amazing and enlightening as well. So I came into it with something very different than what I immediately realized I was going to get.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and I think it's such a discovery when you realize like, oh, it's not the list or it's not the situation. It's how I'm interpreting it, how I'm thinking about it, what I'm making it mean. And that is actually kind of like a blessing and a curse, right? Because if it's in your brain, like you're kind of stuck with it. Like your brain is here to stay, but it's a blessing in that if you can learn the tools to not be so overwhelmed by what's going on, if you can learn the tools to like kind of change what's happening in your brain, then you can figure it out and start checking those things off after all. So yeah, it can go both ways.
Yes. It was, like I said, it was at first shocking and kind of a little unnerving for me. But once I was a, I mean, and you're so great at, like, one of the things I remember noting was just somewhere in some of our paperwork, but I remember thinking about like that you really push, and it's really hard sometimes, but you do it in the best way, and it's, and you do it in a way that it isn't always fun.
Right.
But you are so fun that it all felt okay. Like there were times that were really, really hard. And I felt embarrassed or, I don't know, I was like scared to talk to you.
Okay.
But I felt like in the end, you were really taking care of me.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Let's talk about the hard parts. What were some times that felt hard?
I think when I had like what I will call relapses, like where I would kind of fall back into my old patterns, even after many, many sessions with you, like mm-hmm. thinking like, oh, I should really have figured this out by now. And here I go. I have to talk to Tammy and tell her yet again, I've, you know, fallen back into this pattern or something. And so those, that was hard. It was hard. It wasn't that you were making me feel bad. It was more just, I was constantly making myself feel bad.
Yeah.
But then we would get into a session and you would push and work through things with me that felt uncomfortable. But it was always so great. In the end, like I said, in the end, you took such good care of me, but in a way that was pushing me and pushing me to, I mean, much like a physical coach, like a mm-hmm. coach that would work on your physical being. You would push me to my limits almost, like, mm-hmm. I can't do another one, Tammy. I can't.
And I'm like, say, just yes, one more. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm really glad that you brought this up, Kristen, because I really believe that each of us humans on this planet, we have our kind of like stuck place. We have our kind of thing that we work on. And we just keep working on it and working on it and working on it. And it's every single client I has a thing that we just keep repeating working on. And then they make a lot of progress. And then they come back to me and they're like, here we are again. I was just on a call with my coach yesterday. And I'm like, okay, so we're going to talk about my thing. I've been working with her for over 2 years. And we are still, even though I've made tons of progress, I have, as you called it, relapses, where I'm like, oh, we got to talk about this issue again. And I think it's like, well, we have decades of practicing this thing that we have, this, I don't want to call it a bad habit, but this unhelpful way of thinking. We have decades of practicing it. So it makes sense that we're going to spend a lot of time unlearning it and practicing a new thing. So I never wanted you to feel embarrassed or bad or like, oh my gosh, I can't believe we have to talk about this again. Because to me, it's so normal that like, that's just your flavor of thing that we're going to keep working on. And so to me, that's very normal. I'm sure to you, it felt like, because you're not seeing it every day, right? You're not seeing all the people with their things that they talk about over and over. So totally normal. It's what happens and it's totally right. Okay. Yeah.
Right. And you never made me feel embarrassed. It was always my own. But it is true. Like, you know, we are only stuck in our one little head and mm-hmm. there's a lot that goes on in there.
A lot. And a lot of good stuff too. It's not all bad in there. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
For sure. You know, it's funny because we were talking, you're talking about how like you get caught in a thought pattern. And I mean, I've told you this metaphor before, but because I live in Vermont mm-hmm. and in the spring with the muddy roads, we get these massive grooves and tire grooves.
Yep.
And it is so hard to steer out of them. And then sometimes you're trying so hard to steer out of them and they pull you back in.
Mm-hmm.
And I was constantly seeing that in my time with you, is that how I have these deep, deep grooves in my brain.
Yeah.
And they just, it wants me to, it's so much easier just to follow that old path because it's making those new grooves and that is so important.
Yeah.
And I'm still working on, I mean,
yeah,
I still have the old grooves, but they're just not as deep now. And the new ones are getting deeper.
Exactly. So. Yeah. And those grooves, like, hate to break it to you and everybody listening, but those grooves are still going to be there. We're not like repaving that. Like, we're just going on a different path. Right. And like you said, those grooves are going to get less deep. Your wheels are going to stop gravitating towards those and gravitate towards the new ones. But don't be surprised if every once in a while your road comes right back onto that, you know, intersects again with that road with the grooves, and that's okay. Cause now you have the awareness to like hop off and go to the other road. Mm-hmm. So yeah, mm-hmm. it's okay. What kind of work did you do in between our sessions? Did you journal? Did you do post-it notes? Did you do nothing? I always like hearing it because I have such a wide variety of clients and I just want everybody to know it's okay, whatever you choose to do. I just like knowing what worked for you.
I think I did a lot of different things, you know, depending on where I was in my head or what we talked about. Like there were some things that I did that were more practical and hands-on or exercise driven. I remember at some points I was trying different scheduling methods, writing certain things down every day for like my did it list for a while. I was doing something like that. And then other times it was about mindset and just trying to catch myself in a certain spiral or something and pulling myself out of it or stopping before I went into the spiral. So it really varied.
Yeah.
But that's typical of me because I get bored very quickly. So I like to try different things.
Yeah. And that was something I liked a lot about you is that you were willing to try a bunch of different things. And sometimes you would come back and say like, hey, I tried this scheduling thing and it didn't really work for me. And I'm like, cool. Now we know. You know, there's going to be a lot of techniques and tools that maybe I use or offer to you that are like, that's not going to work for me. Cool. Now we know. Let's try something different. And you were so willing to try different things. And I think that's an indicator of why you felt successful and felt like you saw some changes. Right. Let's talk about surprises. Was there anything that surprised you about yourself that you discovered or anything just surprising in general that happened in our time together?
I think the biggest surprise, which you really instilled, but that I have all the answers. I mean, I was just, I mean, I still find myself doing it, but I'm constantly trying to find the answers outside of myself. Whether it's like a class or research or, you know, just finding the answers. And what I'm realizing and have realized, but I realized with you is I have them. I just have to give myself the time and the space to think about it and trust myself, which I think that was my biggest surprise, was just trusting myself and realizing that I have choices and that they're good ones. I can make good choices and I do have good answers.
Totally. Yeah. And I think for people like you and a lot of the clients that I work with that are so curious and creative, we do like the research and the exploration, the curiosity and the learning. And I think that's great. And after we take in some of the learning and the exploration and the curiosity, then coming back into ourselves and saying, okay, which of the things that I sort of know or have an idea about, which of these things do I know is true? And where do I want to go? So taking in the knowledge and info and then coming back into yourself and getting really clear with your inner wisdom of what's the next step. And I think it was fun for me to see you really come into that self-trust. I think I remember like early on, you were like, I don't know about XYZ. And I'm like, well, okay. But what do you know? Let's start with what you do know. And you just started going on and on and on and on. And I'm like, so you do know. You do know about XYZ after all. And it was just sometimes you just need to ask like and start with, well, what do I know to be true? And then build on that. Because you do, you did know. It was totally all inside of you.
Right. And then also what I didn't want. I think there was something there was some exercise you had me do about the things that I didn't want. I can't remember what it was about. It might have been about my website or something, but that was also super helpful. It was just like really writing down and being clear about the things I don't want. And I do that a lot still because I sometimes think that's easier than knowing what I want. Well, it's I don't want that.
It's like a standardized test and you just like process of elimination. You're like, well, it's not that one. It's not that one. Yeah. Yeah. I love that. That's really good to know. Yeah. That's a great exercise.
Going to say I'm kind of opinionated. So I do know what I don't want.
Yeah. That's great.
That's
because
a lot easier for me.
Yeah.
when you take all those out, then you're not left with as much. And you're like, okay, from these, I can kind of whittle it down and see like, what is the actual thing that I want? Yeah. I love that. I love that approach. I think these are a little bit different flavors, but they're also sort of the same. But what was your biggest transformation or win or takeaway that you got from our time together?
I had, this is like, sounds very dramatic, but I seriously had one of the most peaceful years I've ever had.
Oh, I love that.
Like my brain just kind of relaxed. I mean, there were moments, of course, that I overthought or panicked or freaked out, but overall, like I felt like I really just, I don't know, it was really peaceful and I slowed down a lot. That was a big win.
Yeah, that's a huge win. So, okay. So you have this peaceful calm in your brain. How does that look on the inside? Like if I was watching you before and then the after, what would I notice is different?
Well, my brain was just totally spinning and I couldn't make sense of anything. I couldn't figure out where to start or where I needed to end. I mean, it was just very chaotic,
okay,
questioning myself, not sure, you know, what to do. Now I still have those moments, like I said, but I feel like I trust myself now to know, just take the first step. Like, what is it that I want to go toward? And this is my favorite thing that you taught me, was the crossing the river.
Yeah.
So I know I'm on one side of the river and I want to get to the other side of the river, but I don't know how. But by putting your foot or your, you know, taking your first step onto the first rock, you get a very different vantage point. And so that was huge for me. So I wasn't feeling so stuck.
Yeah.
Really, you know, because giving myself that first step opened up a whole new place for me to figure out where to go next.
Yeah, because then you have more information. You have, like you said, a different vantage point. So you have more information from which you can make the next best decision.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was huge.
Yeah. I'm going to link to that podcast episode in the show notes here in case anybody wants to hear more about that river analogy. But I love what you said, and I think we even talked about it already on this podcast, but it's worth repeating, that the chaotic brain is still going to happen. You're still going to have those like whirling dervishes of like all the thoughts and all the, what am I doing? Where do I want to start? Those are still going to come in because you're human and you're a woman and you're a mom and you're a business owner and all the things that make us a little nuts inside sometimes. Those are still going to happen, right? But what I love is that now you said, but now you know how to calm the whirling dervish and just say, okay, what's just the next best step? And you can just calm it right back down, which is everything.
It is everything.
Yeah.
It's huge. It just makes me not panic about panicking.
Yes, because we do that. We stack the panic. Yeah.
Like, I don't worry about, like, if something comes up that is scary or anxiety producing or, you know, whatever, discomfort, I don't immediately freak out. It's more like, okay, this is going to happen, but it is going to work out. Right. I don't know how yet, but it is going to work out. And part of that journey for it to work out is I'm going to take the first step I need to take.
Yeah.
You get that different vantage point.
Yep. Yep.
And that's just, that literally has been the game changer for me.
Yeah. Cause I think that hand in hand with that is that self-trust to know this is happening, this circumstance is going on in my life, and I can figure this out one step at a time. And so it's just that over and over again, having the self-trust to know that you're going to take a step, you're going to make a decision, and that you're going to be okay regardless of the outcome. So like, if we're talking about the river analogy, sometimes you might step onto a rock and realize like, whoa, this is a dead end. Like there's nowhere to go from here. And then having that self-trust to go, okay, that's all right. I'll back up to the previous rock and then I'll take a different one. And so just knowing that some decisions you make might not work out the way you wanted, but that's okay. You're going to figure it out, the next best step from there. And so just like I said, the self-trust that you developed was incredible to watch. And I feel really lucky I got to see it.
Well, I feel really lucky I got to see it too.
Yeah, it's amazing. So like, how has that changed the sort of like day-to-day when you are able to calm your brain down?
This sounds kind of awful. My expectations are much lower for myself.
Yeah.
I don't pile on nearly as much as I used to.
Okay. And I bet you're doing more though. I bet at the end of the day, the week, the month, you have way more accomplished.
For sure.
Yeah. Isn't that nuts? I love that.
Yes. Yeah. It is totally nuts, but it's true. I have a lot more focus. I pick a fewer things to do.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I do. I get way more done.
Yeah. Don't you just want to tell the whole world that?
Like, yes, I'm trying.
Right, right. We're doing it right now. Rip up your to-do list, put fewer items on it that are more impactful, more meaningful, more focused, more joyful, more fun, easier, safer, all those. And then go do them and they will get done because you're not pressuring yourself to do more, faster, faster, faster.
Right. And you just said something else that's really important to mention.
Okay.
Is what can you do to make it easier and more fun?
Mm-hmm.
Because that was also a big part of what you trained me to think. Like, I think about it all the time. What Tammy would tell me, how can I make this easier and how can I make this more fun? So I do that a lot too.
Those are questions to live by. Those are just life-altering questions. Because we think like, so many of us have been taught that you have to work harder and grind harder for it to be worthwhile. And I'm like, oh, no, friend. Let's try the opposite. What if we just can be more easeful and more joyful while we're doing it? Let's try that. It works, right?
Yes. I was definitely brought up that way.
Yeah. So many of us were.
I think that's part of the reason why I didn't trust myself. I've always been a dreamer and I've always been a feeler. And that's not part of being productive and successful, or that's not how I was taught.
Right, right. And so then you're going against the grain, right? Because you're like, wait a minute, Tammy's telling me to like have more fun and take it a little easier. How am I ever going to get through this to-do list if I'm doing that? Because it seems so unfamiliar to what we've been taught.
Mm-hmm.
But we're here to tell you.
Exactly.
Yeah. So can you give us an example of a couple things that you have accomplished that were kind of on your plate and now you're like, yep, check those off, because like due to the ease and due to the more focused, calm brain?
I haven't. Yes, I probably could, but immediately I'm thinking like I haven't actually checked anything off of my list because they're all very big, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel remorseful that I haven't checked anything off my list specifically, because what I feel like last year when I was working with you, I did have this major to-do list. But what I realized when starting to work with you again was that it wasn't the to-do list I needed to work on. It was my way of approaching my list and trusting myself. And so I feel like last year I kind of let all those to-do things go.
Nice.
And devoted myself to just learning about myself and trusting myself and building a bit of a foundation. When the new year came this year, I was reflecting on last year and thinking about this coming year. And I realized that, like I said, I really feel like I built a stronger foundation for myself, and that this year I'm building now the next level, the first floor where I can live and do the things that I want to do. So that's part of what my journey has been, is just focusing this year on doing the to-dos.
Yeah.
But slowly and with fun and ease.
I am so glad that you brought this up because it is so important. And I think that is another time when self-trust is a requirement because we want to see the checked off items. We want to see progress. Mm-hmm. We want to see items done. We want to see things completed. And for you to be able to be okay and slow yourself down and say, we're building a foundation. We're building mm-hmm. a foundation. So a lot of it's like, if you think of a building, a lot of it's kind of underground, right? Like if you're driving by, you're not seeing anything being done, but there is some really good strengthening stuff that's going to keep that building alive forever. And so I just love that you were like, this is a foundation building year or time, and mm-hmm. we're going to be okay if there's no visible, and I'm putting that in air quotes, visible results yet. Because they're going to come. You are trusting, you're believing, you're having faith that those results and those checked off items are going to come because you've taken the time to purposefully, intentionally build this foundation. I think that is amazing and beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It was really hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm right. not going to lie.
Yeah.
And against everything that I normally think, because I am a to-do person.
Mm-hmm.
So coming to the terms with that was very difficult. But once I did, I think that was part of the ease I felt last year was just, and still do, is that I'm letting things happen a little more organically mm-hmm. in the way that I need to let them happen, as yeah. opposed to trying to make things happen so that people can see them.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So when you said that you became okay with building the foundation instead of doing like all the items, how did you make yourself be okay? Like, what were you telling yourself that made you relax about it?
Oh, well, I think that it just became very apparent to me. I was working against myself so much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Like I said, when I started working with you, it was very apparent that I needed to figure out the organization of my thoughts a little mm-hmm. bit better. And what thoughts were true to me and what thoughts were somebody else's thoughts, you know, sort of
yes.
like cleaning out the closet of, you know, does this thought fit me anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Or will I ever get back into that thought? Do I want to ever wear that thought again? You know,
right.
sort of like,
or are we donating this one?
Yeah. Let's just throw this thought away because it's not good for anyone.
Nobody needs to wear this one. Yeah, I love that. Oh my gosh. So, this is so good.
It was a lot like that when I took everything out of the closet and then I thought, oh, can I swear?
Yes, do it. Fuck yes.
I thought, oh shit. There's way too much stuff all over my bedroom right now. And I don't even know where to begin. It was one of those moments. You got to deal with this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a perfect metaphor. Let's talk about what's next for you. Now that the foundation has been laid, now what you working on?
I made up this little word that I love because it's called a funpire.
Tell me more.
I don't know exactly what the funpire is going to be.
Okay, that's all right.
I love design and I love creating things and I always have. And yet I've always sort of fought. It's that brain, the struggle of fighting my thoughts and what I should be doing versus what I want to be doing. But now within my funpire, I am really trying to embrace my true loves of design and art and creating. So
mm-hmm.
that's what I'm just really kind of building right now. It's again, I'm on that. I'm only a few months into this new year where I'm
okay.
putting up the walls and the.
Okay. So are you trying some things out? Creative, crafty,
yeah.
designy, arty
yep.
things? Okay.
Yep.
And you're seeing what feels good to keep going mm-hmm. forward with?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm trying to do it without the pressure of having to report it to the world.
Okay. So you want me to stop asking you about it?
No.
Is this top secret Funpire building that we can't talk about in public right now?
No, not at all. I was more thinking like the pressure of, you know, recording it on Instagram.
Sure.
Or I'm just trying to give myself that time to play.
Play.
Yeah. But I am also, you know, as I said earlier, you're trying to build my spoon flower shop. And, you know, it's funny because I just said, I don't want to share certain things. But then there are other things. And I think I told you this mid-year last year, but I have all these designs that I'm doing nothing with.
Yep. Let's show them to the world.
I need to do something with them. So I'm trying to start getting those, you know, doing something and appearing in places that can be seen and enjoyed by other people, hopefully.
Yes.
So
can you tell my listener where to find these things? What's your Spoonflower shop, your Instagram name, wherever you want to be found, tell us.
My website is Yellowwood Design Farm, and it's two W's in Yellowwood. That has links to my Instagram. And it will soon have a link to my Spoonflower shop.
Okay. And I will link to those in the show notes as well.
Great. Thank you.
Before we go, who are you grateful for that you haven't met? So they can be dead or alive. You're just thankful that they exist or existed.
Okay. It's you, Tammy.
What? No.
I've met you virtually, but it is a huge goal of mine to someday be standing in front of you to give you a huge hug.
Yes.
You, seriously, I cannot wait for that day.
Okay, good. You're going to make me cry. This is supposed to be about, you know, like a big, you know, I don't know, a big person in history or like a...
You know.
My God. Yes, we will definitely hug it out in person.
I mean, yeah, there's people in history, but I am definitely a person that there are people in my life that I just cannot even express how thankful I am and they're in my life. And you are one of them. And I think about you all the time, both because you have like instilled Tammyisms into my head, but also, you,
no
you know, we've talked offline, but about our person, we have kids that run in similar, they literally run in similar circles.
Yes, yes.
Around tracks. So I just feel like we have so much that I think about you. And it's great because even my whole family, you know, asks about your family. And when we were watching some of the national races this past weekend, there was a Bennett that came up as one of the kids and they were
right.
Like, oh, is that Tammy and Chris's daughter? And I was like, no, I don't think she's running in this race, but you know, they think about you too. And I love that.
So. Oh, I love that. Okay. Hugs all around next time we see each other. Well, when we see each other. Yes.
Right. When. So good.
When. Yes. We're going to make it happen. You guys are going to come out to NXN, to Nationals.
Yes.
I'm sure of it.
For sure.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Anything else you want to say before we wrap it up? Anything we didn't hit on?
I don't know. I just think that you're so amazing and anybody would be incredibly lucky to work with you. And I think that, you know, if they listen to your podcast and they know you, they should do whatever they can to work with you.
And can you please tell people I'm not paying you to say this? Like, this is not an ad.
You're not? Shoot.
Wait, what? I take it back.
Forget everything I said.
Delete. Yeah.
No, seriously. I said earlier, I went into it with such a different expectation and came out of it with, like, I couldn't have even dreamed that I would be feeling the way I feel now. I've just always been so crummy to myself, and now I'm not. And I owe that to you.
It feels so good, doesn't it?
It does. Well, it really does.
Yeah. I mean, and that's why I really, that's why I asked you to come onto the podcast, because I just want you to help people see that it's so possible to get into this place where you're not exhausted from the self beat down and the overthinking and the questioning and non-trusting, and right. to come out on the other side so brilliantly like you have, I think, yeah, I wanted people to see, like, we can all do it. Yeah. We can do it. Yeah. So many of us are so hard on ourselves and our brain, and yeah. it doesn't have to be that way.
No, it doesn't. I wash my face regularly.
Mm-hmm.
I had lunch before I started talking to you. I mean, I yeah. take care of myself. Like,
yes,
I would
yes.
do that for anyone else, but I never used to do it for me.
And uh-huh.
now I mean, it sounds so silly to say I washed my face this morning and I ate lunch.
No, that's a big deal.
But it's a huge deal.
Yep.
And I love that I do that for myself.
Yes.
I care about myself.
Oh, you're making me cry. Yes. Yes. It's so good. It feels so good to be there. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I just am so lucky that I got a front row seat to see it just all unfold right in front of my eyes. So
thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on and sharing your story, because it's going to help so many people.
I hope so.
Okay. I told you it was going to be a good episode, and I knew you were going to like Kristen as much as I do. I love that Kristen found peace in her mind and has gained a lot of clarity and self-trust for what she wants to be doing. I think so many of us want to do it right, and we want to do it more, and we want to do it quickly, because that's how we've been taught and that's what we're told is valuable. And it can make us lose sight of what it means to be us, and we can lose sight of what we even want to be doing and what are we even doing here on this earth. So I hope that you feel inspired by Kristen to slow down, to reflect, to do less, to actually do more, to build your foundation, to get in touch with what it is that you want to be doing, and to build that self-trust in yourself to be able to figure it out one tiny step at a time. Our life is about so much more than a to-do list, friend. It's about listening and finding what makes our heart beat so strongly, and then having the courage to go after it one little step at a time. Please check out the show notes to find the links for how to find Kristen and to show her support and just fall in love with her work. She makes really beautiful things. Thank you for showing up to this episode of the Show Up Society podcast. Now go out there and show up for yourself. Hey friend, if you liked this podcast episode and you want help applying it to your life so you can do more of what you want and feel good while doing it, you're going to love working with me one-on-one for 6 months. I'll help you with strategy and mindset so you can figure out what you want, make an action plan, and I'll help you get unstuck all along the way. Go to showupsociety.com/coaching to set up a consultation to see if we are a good fit for each other. If one-on-one isn't quite your thing, but you want to overcome perfectionism and overthinking and get your work out into the world, then I invite you to join us inside of the Show Up Society. It's a supportive community for overthinkers and perfectionists to get out of your way and to put more of your work into the world. We're going to help you do it in a really fun way without the burnout. So go to showupsociety.com/join to join us today. Oh, hey, loyal podcast listener. Thank you for being here all the way through to the end. I have a little secret challenge for you to do. I want you to go find me on Instagram at Show Up Society, and I want you to find the post that goes along with this podcast episode. And in the comments, I want you to leave me some emojis about what your fun pyre would look like. So Kristen talked on the episode about building her fun pyre. What would your fun pyre look like? Let us know in the comments with some emojis. Thank you for being here, friend.